The other morning, I called my grandmother. She sounded upset. She'd heard on TV that something bad was happening in Chicago. She wasn't sure what, but she was worried. "I'm sure everything is okay," I reassured her. She persisted, urgent now. Something very bad was happening, to children. "Okay," I relented. "I'll find out and let you know." Gammy is 92. She's always been one of the smartest, best-informed people I know. In recent years, though, dementia has spread a fog across her brain. She's grown more confused, reading messages on the walls the rest of us can't see. Sometimes she imagines things. I'm generally in the business of making her feel better. But I went home and did a Google search, just in case. And so I learned about 16-year-old Darion Albert. Something bad had happened in Chicago. Darion, a high school honor student, had wandered into a street fight on his way home from school. Then, for many painful, deeply rooted reasons, a bunch of boys beat Darion to death. Someone caught the beating on a cell phone camera. "You were right," I told Gammy when I called again. "A boy was killed." She was quiet, then asked, "So it's right to worry?" I wrestled with how to answer. "Yes," I said, "it's right." Then she floored me with a seemingly innocent question. "Who should I report my worries to?" Many of us, hearing about the brutal death of a child, will feel horrified. Then we'll feel our hearts sink. What, after all, can we do? I told Gammy there was no way to report her worries. Then I thought for a second. Of course that wasn't true. Would she want to write to her congresswoman or make a donation to a children's organization? I offered to help. I heard her breathe a sigh of relief. The edge had left her voice. "Thank you." I felt something hopeful flicker inside me. I thanked her back. With a perspective, I'm Jocelyn Wiener.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.